All right, everybody, welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. I am Glenn West, your senior writer here at the site. The month of January is over. LSU, of course, added nearly 60 new players to its roster for the 2026 class. And so just thought that we would put kind of a bow on that busy month of January, kind of take a look ahead in recruiting for LSU and just kind of what the next steps are for the Tigers as they've kind of shifted focus here, you know, away from the transfer portal and building this 2026 roster into kind of that 2027 class and some of the, you know, recent visits that have been on campus, some of the recent offers that have been handed out, some of the recent developments that have kind of taken place here over the last several weeks as these coaches really hit the road hard and we kind of entered now this dead period. So just thought it was a good time to maybe kind of get a foundation and a setting of kind of where we're at with this upcoming 2027 class. And then just kind of recapping a little bit more of the 2026 class. We got our final top 24/7 rankings reveal. LSU had some really significant moves up, some interesting moves in this class as they kind of settle into one of the average higher player ratings for the entire across the entire country in this 2026 cycle. So got a lot to discuss. Before we kind of dive into all that stuff, we'd like to ask you guys to please subscribe to the YouTube channel, give us a like and a subscribe and a follow, and leave us some comments as well. And then if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, wherever you might be listening to this podcast, just please give us a subscription over there, a like and comments and stuff of that nature as well. Reviews and that nature really kind of helps us as we try to grow the network out. So with that being said, just, you know, like I mentioned, wanted to, I guess we can start here with the 2026 class. You know, the final rankings officially were released here. The final top 24/7 rankings were officially released. And LSU's class had some pretty major moves, kind of major movements up, some major developments here to kind of close out this 2026 class. I think it finished somewhere in that top 10 range. They, I think 11 is kind of where we have it in the composite from the high school ranks. You know, they did a really nice job of, you know, getting, you know, not as we mentioned back in really December when we were really talking about this in length, they didn't have the quantity in numbers, but they got the quality in numbers. And I think, you know, this latest reveal shows that you've got two top 10 players in the country that have signed as we finish this this class out. And the Lamar Brown holds steady there at that number four position, the number one athlete in the country, number one defensive lineman, just a guy that I think is going to be really, really special for LSU, a guy who's going to be enrolling here in the summer. So he'll have to pick things up pretty quickly when he gets in town or when he gets on campus here for his first kind of set of off-season you know, workouts and stuff in the summer. But somebody who has a very bright future here. And then Richard Anderson just continues to continue to move up the rankings. You know, he was a guy that was kind of in that top, you know, 45 to 50 range, I think, at this time a year ago. And now he's climbed all the way up to number eight in the country. And the number two defensive lineman, the number, you know, number two player in the state behind Lamar Brown, just a really dynamic interior defensive lineman. I think he's going to have a really long career at LSU and a really bright future as well. Finishes number eight in the country. And that gives LSU, as I mentioned, two top 10 players. Just doing some research here in the past 24/7 sports rankings. It's the first time since 2010 that LSU signed two top 10 players in the country. You know, just based off of our all-time rankings and looking at, you know, different classes, I should say two top 10 players in the same class. That hasn't happened since 2011. The Derek Stingley year, where John Emery also signed, that was pretty close. I think Stingley was number two or number three, and then John Emery was like 11 or 12 or something. But you have to go back to 2011, really, with I believe it was Anthony Bradford, and then there was one other guy who's kind of whose name's escaping. Anthony Johnson, sorry, not Anthony Bradford. Anthony Johnson and Lyle Collins both signed as top 10 players back in 2011. So some really significant moves there to be able to keep Brown and Anderson in this class. You've also got big moves up from Corey Barber, was at one point just inside the top 150 at the latest, at the last rankings update. This final one here jumps all the way up to number 61 in the country, top 10 wide receiver, you know, 96 overall rating. He made a very, very big jump here over the last couple weeks and months. They really like his explosiveness, you know, just in talking to our scouts and talking to, you know, kind of what made that difference in him for him and that push up to the rankings there. He did a really nice job in the Alabama Mississippi All-Star game, from what we understand. He's somebody that they think can fit into the slot right away and be able to compete for some playing time here. So, you know, he's an explosive receiver, and he's going to be a really interesting piece to follow here over the next several months, because as we know about this LSU wide receiver room here in 2026, you know, they've had to replace 12 of their 13 guys in that room. And so there's really nothing that's going to be promised to any of these players. It's, you know, really going to come down to who really steps up into the fold and takes those snaps, take those rotation plays. And I think Corey Barber has as good a opportunity as anybody to really do that for LSU this year. So he's really explosive receiver. He was one of the bigger jumps. And then Desrian Ellis was the other big one. He was a guy that, you know, was for a while kind of an athlete, kind of a quarterback tweener kind of a player that they didn't really, I think we, you know, at the scouting department really were trying to figure out exactly what he would look like as a defensive back. They got a chance to look at him this last year as a senior, where he played quarterback. He also played DB a little bit as well. And so he made a big, big jump. I mean, he went from, you know, an 89 rating, a 3-star guy, you know, all the way up to a high 4-star player, 92 overall rating, and jumped into that top, you know, 220 players in the country. He's up to 218. He's a top 25 defensive back in the country. So he's somebody that LSU really identified early on in the process that they felt like could be a really good defensive back prospect for him. He's 6'2", you know, 180 pounds or something like that. And so he's going to be able to come in and play under Corey Raymond here, start getting developed, you know, more closely, more intently on that defensive side of the ball. So he's somebody that might take a little bit of time, you know, to develop. And, you know, he spent, you know, a lot of his time as a quarterback here in high school. And so, you know, that development piece is going to probably take a little bit of time with him, but really talented athlete, a guy that LSU feels really high on, can come in and compete for playing time right away. You know, there were a few guys that dropped a little bit in the rankings. You know, Trenton Henderson is an edge that LSU and you know, our scouting service is still really high on, but kind of dropped from that 55-50 top 50 range, kind of, and you know, to around the top 100 players in the country. He's still top 10-11 edge rusher in the country, but you know, there were some guys that made some big moves in this latest rankings update that we're just able to push ahead of him. So he's still got a very bright future. And then Havon Finney was the other one, the cornerback that reclassified from 2027. Obviously, Corey Raymond and those guys feel like they have a good understanding of his evaluation and what kind of player he can turn into be. But he also dropped a little bit in the last 24/7 sports rankings. So those are just some of the moves that were made here in the 2026 class. As I mentioned, LSU finishes in the top, you know, 11 in the country again with this class. You know, they I said it was a small sample size. You know, they only signed 15 guys this year. You know, I think that's kind of the route that I think Lane Kiffin and the Tigers would like to go. I think they'd like to keep it on that shorter end in the high school ranks, you know, somewhere in that, you know, 17, 18, 20 range going forward here, because, you know, as we know, they're going to pour a lot of resources and a lot of time and effort into the transfer portal every year. That's just the way that, you know, Kiffin's gone about doing things here, and it's led to some massive, massive success, including, you know, over the last couple weeks here when LSU's really jumped into the portal and added some instant impact guys, some starters, some guys that have some, you know, long-term experience or long-term potential play here, guys that have multiple years of eligibility. So really just a nice job of finding that balance for LSU to close out this class. Understand that this wasn't, you know, a class that they recruited, you know, intently here until the last, you know, several days that they were here on camp, the last several days that the class was really, on alert until that signing day period. But they closed the deal on a lot of those guys and did a nice job of finishing it off and brought in some new players of their own, with guys like Barber, with guys like J.C. Anderson, the tight end, Braylon Allen, the wide receiver. Is going to be a really good, nice piece for them as well. So that's just kind of an update there on the 2026 class, as that cycle of freshmen kind of gets put to bed there. Most of those guys are already on campus. There's only a few, including Lamar Brown, that will be enrolling in the summer. I can't remember. I think Ellis might actually be another one that is going to have to enroll later this summer as well. But they did a really nice job with this freshman class. And now you kind of move on to 2027 here, and this is kind of the transition that you're going to see here going forward, with teams now wrapping up with their portal classes and things of that nature. They're going to start focusing more intently here on this 2027 class. LSU's done a really nice job here the last really two or three weeks of bringing in several of these top priority prospects to Baton Rouge on junior day visits. This is kind of the final time period for about a month and a half, where these players and these coaches can kind of interact face to face. And so they've had a lot of big names here on campus the last couple weeks. Most recently here, Joshua Dobson, the five-star cornerback. He's a top 11, 12 player in the country, number two cornerback, I think, on our service right now at 24/7. Spent multiple days here in Baton Rouge touring the facilities, spending time with the new staff and the new staff members, including Lane Kiffin. And then, of course, a lot of these defensive staffers, guys like Corey Raymond, Blake Baker. Corey and Baker went out to his hometown in North Carolina outside of Charlotte to visit with him, kind of early last week, and then, kind of convinced him to come back for a visit here later this weekend. And so did a nice job of securing that, that visit. Got a chance to talk to him a little bit here as the week was starting, and really was blown away by the visit. I think he's going to be somebody that LSU really hones in on and focuses in on over the next couple months. He told me that, decision's not really imminent. He's going to, let his process play out and probably make a decision sometime in, the late summer, July area, early to mid July. But very high on LSU, spoke very highly of the coaching staff, of the defense, and the job that they did in 2025. He was actually here in Baton Rouge last fall for the South Carolina game, so that was obviously a big time defensive performance by LSU as well. So they've done a good job recruiting him. And look, this is just the latest example, I think, of Corey Raymond doing a really nice job of recruiting some of the top players at the position in his class, in a particular class. He's really focused in on a couple of guys every class, and really has done a nice job of hitting the mark on all of them. I mean, you go back a couple of years now to DJ Pickett, this last year now with Ellis and with Havon Finney. That was a really nice job well done there by Corey. And then, now you've got another, 6'1", 6'2", corner that you feel like can slide in and be a guy that could maybe compete for you early in his career as well, if you're able to land Dobson. So really nice job here kind of recruiting him in the early stages of that recruitment. But then, you also had, several in-state guys here over the last, several weeks make multiple trips or make trips down here. Ahmad Hudson made his way down here over the month of January. He's obviously somebody that's a very, very, very high priority for LSU and this staff. Number one tight end in the country, top 10 player overall, somebody that is getting a lot of interest right now from a school like Nebraska. I think that's probably your biggest competition right now if you're LSU. But Hudson's a guy that's met with Lane Kiffin, he's met with this new staff. I think that the product that LSU is able to show on the field this year in the fall will certainly help LSU in that recruitment as well. But just a really talented player, a guy that's going to play both football and basketball. I mean, that's the other thing here, is that Nebraska is very much interested in bringing him in as a basketball player as well. Excuse me. So, Ahmad Hudson's going to be a guy that you really want to prioritize here going forward. And, you know, he's somebody that I think still has LSU very high on his list, but you're going to have to continue to work on him and continue to build those relationships now that you have an entirely new offensive staff. You know, most recently here, LSU's really kind of stepped up the intensity on, you know, interior offensive lineman Albert Simeon, number four ranked player at his position in this 2027 class. He's a five-star in the composite rankings, just a really talented offensive lineman that LSU was really high on. You know, Texas A&M is also a big-time program that's making its push on Simeon. He visited the Aggies this month as well. But the Tigers were able to, you know, go. I believe they visited his school sometime last week, and then this past weekend they've been able to get him on campus as well. So, you know, he's somebody that, you know, is going to be really important for this 2027 class. You know, you want to be able to continue to get the best of the best in the trenches out of Louisiana, and they've done a pretty good job of that. You know, most recently here, Bryson Martinez and Lamar Brown and Richard Anderson and those guys joining here in the 2026 class. But you want to keep that momentum rolling, and so getting guys like Simeon on board would certainly go a long way in that effort. So he's another one that we're really watching here as the spring months go along. Braylon Calais is a, you know, top five athlete in the country, a guy that, you know, is a wide receiver, running back, tweener kind of a player. You know, you think you watch him and you watch him play. He's got that kind of real versatility in his game that just makes a lot of sense for this offense and the way that they like to use certain players. I think that Calais is going to be a guy that LSU really kind of steps up the intensity for here over the next couple months as well. They brought in Jaden Miles, the running back from right there in Catholic, at Catholic High. Another really interesting player, a guy that, you know, LSU's very high on and thinks the world of. And you know, they didn't sign a running back here in this 2026 freshman class. So they did a nice job of, you know, obviously retaining Harlan Berry and getting Caden Durham back out of the portal and adding some young guys with multiple years of eligibility out of the portal. But, you know, they don't have that young kind of, you know, freshman back that, you know, you kind of equate LSU to always having over the years. So, you know, he's going to be somebody that LSU, I think, really pushes for. There's going to be a couple other guys in there. You know, Landon Callis Williams is another one that I think you're going to have to keep an eye on, one of the top running backs in the country. I believe he's out of Texas, and he's going to be a guy that, you know, Kevin Smith and those guys are making real pushes for. They also did a nice job here with this 2027 class of just bringing in, you know, their two commits. You know, Peyton Houston's been very involved here with, you know, conversations with the with the coaching staff and has remained committed to LSU. You know, he's your quarterback. He's your leader of this class. I think that he's going to be somebody that is really, really important for LSU to kind of continue to keep in the loop of things like that. And, you know, they also have the one out-of-state edge rusher that they got committed, Jaden Bryant, at the beginning of this year. Top 10 edge rusher. He was in town recently here as well. Guy that you want to keep on here out of South Carolina. You know that the Gamecocks are going to be pushing. There's going to be several programs still pushing for him here over the next several months, but LSU has his commitment right now, and that relationship with Sterling Lucas is going to go a long way in solidifying that. So those are just a couple of the recent guys that they brought in. There's obviously going to be more. You know, I think when you look at, you know, this recruiting class, you know, and so many of the top players in Louisiana, you know, they're in on a lot of these guys, like, you know, Ahmad Hudson, Easton Royal is another one, the wide receiver from down there at Brother Martin High School. He's going to be really, really integral piece to trying to get Flip from Texas. He's a current Texas commit, five-star guy, just a really explosive athlete, probably one of the best wide receivers that's come out of Louisiana here in recent years. So he's somebody that, you know, if you're LSU, you'd really like to close on and, you know, do a nice job recruiting here over the next, you know, 10, 11 months and getting him on board with this class. You mentioned Calais, you know, Karen Eugene out of New Iberia is another guy that LSU is going to continue to be pushing for. Safety, you know, 6'2", 170 pounds. I think he's been you know, kind of leaning LSU for a while, but you still got to get over the finish line with that one. You know, Jaden Anning's another guy. His brother's currently here at LSU. I think LSU leads for him as well, but still got to stay on him. But, you know, there are lots of guys. Miguel Whitley, the wide receiver from St. Aug down in New Orleans, has a lot of teams after him. Trey Martin, the running back from Franklin Parish, he's another guy that you're going to want to keep an eye on as well as LSU tries to build out this running back class in 2027 with maybe multiple guys. So there's a lot of players here that LSU is going to be in on. They've obviously gone out of state with some of these guys as well, some of these positions, you know, guys like, as we mentioned, Dobson at the cornerback position, Jaden Bryan at the edge rusher position. I think you'll see LSU continue to be aggressive for, you know, several out-of-state players. You know, Zyron Forstall is a defensive lineman who's now playing at IMG Academy, but originally from New Orleans and went to Jesuit. He's another top 10 player that LSU would love to, you know, get an in with and round out this defensive line edge rusher class with, you know, Bryan and Forstall would be a real fantastic way to kind of close at that position group. They're going to be going after several other defensive linemen. Kazi Curry from California was a top 20 player. He was on campus earlier this month as well. Caden Moss is an offensive tackle that LSU is very much in the mix for. He's out of Jackson, Mississippi. So they've done just a really nice job of finding some out-of-state players to mix in with some of this core Louisiana group that you want to hopefully sign and get, you know, on board with this class and in the future of your program. So still a lot of work to be done here, but LSU has kind of really gotten the ball rolling here over the month of January, going out on the road, visiting a lot of these schools, visiting with a lot of these coaching staffs in the high school air, in the high school ranks, particularly in Louisiana. You're seeing, you know, position coaches posting photos from various schools and programs around the state. They're doing the same thing with some of the out-of-state schools that they visited as well. And certainly the prospects have been posting pictures as these coaches have been coming in and visiting them with them for a little bit. But you know, as we mentioned here, you're gonna about to hit, you know, this kind of dead period here where you're not allowed to have face-to-face interaction, but you can have that, you know, phone calls, those texts, those open lines of communication there. And I think the next step here for LSU is to start setting up some official visits here for the spring and into the summer. Certainly in the spring, if you're able to get some guys on campus and have them watch some spring camp, some spring ball, get an idea and a feel for them of how you run practice and how you run things on a day-to-day basis when the football is actually going on and there's activities to do in that respect. So really, really going to be an interesting time here in the month of March and April and even into May and certainly this summer as well, as these guys you know, start making some decisions on official visits and then maybe even some commitments here to start growing out this class a little bit more. So you know, with that, we'll get out of here. We'll keep it a little bit shorter today, but just kind of wanted to update you guys on some of the prospects that we're hearing LSU could be in the mix for, some of the guys that they brought on campus, some of the guys they're going to continue to have open lines of conversation with here in the weeks and months to come. So with that, thanks for listening. I'm Glenn West, and thanks for watching and listening to the Go 24/7 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next time.